Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 342 for Friday, April 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly weaker Friday, as sharp gains in the Canadian dollar more than made up for any spillover support from U.S. soybeans. Canola was up 60 cents to down $2 most months lower, the May contract down $1.60 at $480.60 per ton. The loonie was up by nearly a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart today, trading just below 77 cents. That firmer currency cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive to international buyers. Routine farmer selling contributed to the soft tone in canola today, while technical signals were another factor, as values appear to have run into resistance from a chart standpoint. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures were also down today, but soybeans were up in Chicago. The need to keep some weather premiums in the futures heading into the growing season helped limit the declines, with dryness in parts of Western Canada said to be raising concerns. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all steady to higher. The biggest gains were in beans. Weakness in the U.S. dollar index and gains in crude oil were supportive for the grains and oilseeds across the board. Soybeans were up 8 to 12 cents, the May contract up 12 at $9.17 per bushel. Soy meal was a driving force in the soy complex today, rising by over $6 per hundredweight and pulling beans up as well. Spec short covering ahead of next week's monthly USDA supply-demand report did contribute to the gains in soybeans, as many analysts are expecting downward revisions to the stocks number. But on the other side, the advancing South American soybean harvest and ideas that U.S. soybean acres may beat early expectations did limit the advances. The downturn in soy oil and other outside vegetable oil markets also kept lid on prices. For corn, prices were steady to a bit firmer. The May contract up a penny at $3.62 per bushel. News from the USDA this morning that private exporters had sold 120,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations was supportive, as it was seen as a sign that U.S. exports are looking more attractive to global buyers. Wheat was up 2 to 8 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.60 per bushel. The weaker U.S. dollar was especially supportive for wheat, making exports more competitive. Shifting weather reports that are now calling for less rain and possible frost in parts of the winter wheat belt were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.